Hello, love. Tell me your name.
My name is Holly Stevenson.
Right. So you're becoming quite famous.
I wouldn't say that.
So tell us, we're at the House of Commons Festival today.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was first on. It was like, I don't know, third festival I've ever played. I was the first on the bill. It was pretty cool actually, because when I went on stage, I just saw like the gates had just opened. I just saw the people coming towards us. I was like, this is a bit weird.
So you started it, you were the first singer.
First
on. So how'd you feel?
I feel happy. I don't know yet. I'll know properly tomorrow.
All right, so tell me how you got into music.
I've always loved music. For me, it was like, when I was three, I remember very vividly how I was sat. So my dad, I was being one of those annoying kids.
Right.
And my dad was like, I was just being like, Dad, Dad, what's this? Dad, what's that? And he was like, oh, just sit down. He showed me how to work the cassette player. And it was my nan holds a lot of stuff. So I was just kind of flicking through, putting stuff in. And I put a Billie Holiday cassette in. And I just was absolutely entranced. And like, obviously, you know, it was Strange Fruit that came on. And I didn't understand the gravity of the lyrics or anything like that. But I knew, you know, it really hit me hard. And like, so from that moment on, I was just like kind of wanting to immerse myself in jazz. My mum thought I was a very weird kid. I just listened to Strange Fruit on replay all the time. And she was like, ooh.
It's quite a deep song, though.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so for me, Billie Holiday is like the key to music.
So how would you describe your voice? Someone said, oh, you sound a little bit like Amy Winehouse. And would you agree with that? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard that before. And I mean, I kind of understand where they're coming from, you know. But for me, like, from my view, you know, I'm very much my own artist. I love Amy Winehouse. I think she was wicked. But, you know, there's only ever going to be one Amy. I could never be Amy.
To be honest with you, when they said that, I heard, you were singing when they said it, and I sort of crinkled up my nose like I'm doing and went, no, I think she's like Holly. So, like, because I hadn't heard you before.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the influences for me are very much Motown, soul, reggae, blues, jazz. And I mean, you know, from what I know, Amy listened to a lot of that as well. So, I mean, having the same influences, you know, you're going to, that's kind of the vibe that I've been introduced to early on in my life. That's kind of what I love. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't really think about it too much.
No.
People say, I'm like, well, that's your opinion, but please listen to these amazing artists that also influenced Amy, and maybe you'll find a comparison there.
But listen to you, because you've got an amazing voice.
Thank you.
So what next for you? Where do you really see yourself? What do you want to do?
I just want to be able to comfortably live my life playing music. I mean, my next move, September, I need to get myself some type of job, I guess, to pay my bills. But I mean, like, I just want to do music. That's all that I want to do.
Are you getting a lot of interest, you know, like from, you know, the BBC or these big companies? What's the buzz there?
I guess, yeah, but I mean, I don't really, I'm very kind of oblivious to what's going on behind my back. I'm a bit like, yeah, but I've written a new song, and they're like, okay, right, well, what about the album? I'm like, next one, let's do the next one.
So how do you feel as well? Because I heard that Madness actually curated the people to come and play.
Did they? I didn't know that. Shit, really?
Yeah. She's sorry for saying shit.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I thought I got that.
That's fine.
No, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Madness. My auntie is, like, the reggae fan of the Northeast. My family is.
Well, they'll be around. When they're around, you should say thank you.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I did not know that.
Yeah, they've curated the list. So they obviously went, let's get her on.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I've made her day.
I'm gonna go give them a big kiss and a cuddle. A really sloppy grandma one.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And I'll look out for you. Thank you, darling.
Sorry.